get this. Scientists say, genetically speaking, you've got more in common with someone like halfway around the world than with your next door neighbor.
Really?
Yeah. We're talking 99.9% shared DNA.
Wow.
So why do we put so much stock in the tiny fraction that differs, right? That's what we're diving into today, this whole concept of race, why it's scientifically, like, totally bogus, and why it's so hard to just, like, get rid of this outdated term.
Yeah.
Even in places like legal documents where, you know, people generally mean well.
Right.
Our guide for this deep dive is Clemens Linschinger.
Okay.
He's an Austrian atheist and humanist.
Okay.
And he wrote this, like, really sharp commentary arguing that despite those good intentions, using race in things like constitutions is just plain wrong because scientifically it makes absolutely no sense.
I see.
One thing Linschinger points out is how often well-meaning people see race as, you know, just reflecting those obvious physical differences.
Yeah.
Like, of course people from different continents look different.
Right, right. You just kind of assume.
Exactly.
And that's part of the problem. It seems obvious, but it misses some really fundamental biological truths.
Okay.
One of the most compelling arguments against race comes from a concept called sterilitas interspecificus, which,
It's a mouthful.
Yeah, I break that down.
It's just a fancy way of saying that different species can't make fertile babies.
Okay, I'm following so far. Different species, no babies, like a, like a dog and a cat can't make a cat dog, right?
Exactly. But here's the thing. Humans, no matter what we call their race, can all interbreed. Right. We have perfectly healthy kids.
Yeah.
That alone tells you we're one species, not separate races like some people used to believe.
Wow, I never even thought about it like that.
Yeah.
But it makes total sense if race were real. In like a biological sense, we'd be like, those horses and donkeys making mules, the offspring wouldn't work out so well.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You got it.
Okay.
And Linschinger piles on the evidence from evolution and genetics to like dismantle the race idea even further.
Okay.
For instance, he talks about adaptationis loci, or how traits we often, you know, associate with race, like skin color, are really just adaptations to the environment.
Okay.
He even points out that Europeans had darker skin relatively recently in human history.
Wait, seriously? I always thought Europeans were, well, you know,
fair
skin. Nope. It's true. It's all about adapting to the sunlight levels where your ancestors lived.
Okay.
More sun, more melanin, darker skin.
Makes sense.
Less sun, less melanin, lighter skin.
Okay.
It's not about being a different race. It's about surviving in different environments.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So when people make assumptions about someone's, you know, intelligence or personality based on their skin color.
Yeah.
They're totally missing the mark.
They are. And that's actually something Linschinger calls the nulla correlatio argument.
Okay.
Basically, there's zero connection between how someone looks on the outside and their inner qualities,
right,
like intelligence or behavior.
Okay.
It's like judging a book by its cover.
Right. So we could just ditch those stereotypes.
Exactly. And then there's the origines Africana argument. Mm-hmm. We all, and I mean every single human on Earth, originated in Africa.
Right.
It really drives home the point that we're all part of one big human family.
So all this talk about different races is really just emphasizing tiny, tiny variations when we're all basically from the same place to begin with.
You got it. And these variations are fascinating when you think about mutationes genetica.
Okay.
How tiny changes in our genes and being geographically isolated create diversity within our species, but not distinct lines between races.
Interesting.
In fact, there isn't a single base pair in our DNA that separates all Africans from all non-Africans.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It is pretty incredible.
So we've like totally busted the myth of race with science.
Yeah.
But here's the thing that I don't get. Why is this word race still like used in important documents like constitutions? If it's scientifically meaningless, you know?
Yeah.
It seems like we're clinging to a word that doesn't even make sense.
It's a really good question.
Yeah.
And honestly, it is kind of a head scratcher.
Yeah.
Linschinger really dives into the historical baggage
that
comes with the term race, and it's heavy stuff.
Yeah.
You know, he acknowledges how it's been twisted and abused to justify awful things, slavery, colonialism, even genocide.
Right.
It's a stark reminder of how how much weight a word can carry, you know, and how it can be used to divide and harm.
That's what's so unsettling.
Yeah.
Like, even if the intention is good.
Right.
Like, trying to use the word race due to, you know, prevent discrimination or something.
Right.
Is it still risky to keep using a word
that
carries so much, you know, pain and injustice?
That's a total paradox. And that's Lynn Shinger's point.
Okay.
Like, by trying to fix a problem using the very term that's been used to justify the problem in the first place,
right,
are we just perpetuating it, you know?
Right.
It's like trying to put out a fire with gasoline.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
Right.
And speaking of, you know, trying to navigate this minefield, Lynn Shinger brings up the example of attempts to remove race from the German Constitution.
Right.
It sounds like there was serious pushback, especially from the Central Council of Jews in Germany.
Right. And I think understanding their perspective is really crucial here.
Okay.
They argued that removing race from the Constitution could be like erasing the memory of the Holocaust.
Right.
Where, you know, Jews were horrifically persecuted based on this very concept.
Yeah.
So their concern is that if we stop using the word, we risk forgetting the horrors that were inflicted in its name.
Right. So it's like, if we forget the past,
exactly,
we're doomed to repeat it, kind of thing.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, that's a heavy and valid concern.
Yeah.
After experiencing something so horrific, I totally get why they wouldn't want history to repeat itself.
Absolutely. It highlights the sensitivity and complexity of this whole issue.
For sure.
And Lynn Shinger acknowledges this.
Okay.
While also kind of pushing us to think even bigger picture.
Okay.
You know, he reminds us that we need to consider all groups who have been and continue to be impacted by racism.
So if we can't use the word race,
right,
how do we even begin to talk about these issues, you know, constructively,
right,
and work towards a solution? What's the alternative? It feels like we're in this like tricky spot.
Yeah.
Where we know the word itself is damaging.
Right.
But we need to find a way to actually talk about, you know,
right,
the very real impacts it's had.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that it continues to have.
That's the heart of the issue, right?
Right.
And Lynn Shinger, he doesn't pretend to have all the answers.
Right.
But he does land on a really crucial point.
Okay.
We've got science telling us that race is this, you know, made up category.
Right.
Yet we're still living with these very real social and legal systems that are built around it.
So it's not enough to just stop using the word race.
Exactly.
We actually have to dismantle the systems that treat people differently based on this like flawed idea.
Precisely. And that is a much bigger and thornier challenge than simply striking a word from the Constitution.
Right.
It demands that we, like, take a real hard look at how racism shows up in our societies at every single level.
Okay.
And then actively work to dismantle those systems.
So that brings us to the big question then.
Yeah.
What are we supposed to do with all this? What are the listeners supposed to do with all this information?
Well, you know, Lynn Shinger leaves us with something to really ponder.
Okay.
A question that I think lingers long after this deep dive is over.
Okay.
How can we be sure that removing the word race,
right,
while a powerful, you know, symbolic act, actually translates into dismantling racism in all its forms?
Like you were saying earlier.
Yeah.
It's not enough to just switch out the words.
Exactly.
It's about really changing our actions.
Yes.
And dismantling those systems.
100%.
That allow that harm to continue.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that fundamental truth, right?
Okay.
That we are all connected. Mm-hmm. We're one human family. We have shared origins.
Right.
And our diversity is something to be celebrated.
Right.
Not weaponized against each other.
This has been such an eye-opening conversation. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, of course.
To dive into this with me.
My pleasure.
And to all of you listening out there, we hope this episode has given you like a new framework for even thinking about race.
Yeah.
Not as this like biological reality,
right,
but as a social construct that we can change.
Absolutely.
You know, real change starts with understanding.
Couldn't agree more.
And understanding is always the first step toward building a more just and equitable world for everyone.
100%.